10th Perek of Erevin, 9th Mishnah. Lo Yamed Odin Bishrusa Yochav Yiftach Bishrusa Rabim. A person should not stand in a private domain and open in Bishrusa Rabim. Take a key in Bishrusa Rabim to open up the area in Bishrusa Rabim, the store in Bishrusa Rabim. Yeah, we're concerned that he may take the key back into his area from the Bishrusa Rabim. Shazarabim, the Yiftah was Shazayachim, the other way around also is also. Elim can also Mechitza Gavasa Tvachim, unless he made a Mechitza 10 Tvachim in front of the area he wants to open, and Mimel he'll be in the same area. So if he's standing with Shazarabim, he shouldn't open the door in Shazayachim, but if he made some ante room and he stands in the ante room, then it's alright. All this is Divri Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Armelot Chacham said, Maisa Vishuk Shal Patomim, Shabi Yushalayim. There's a certain marketplace where they sold fat cows and the like, wild stuff in Yerushalayim. And so you know them and you as a mafteach. V'chaloin shal gavei Pesach. They used to lock the doors and they'd put the key on top of the doorway. Yeah. So this way everything was in the Shusha Yochid. The doorway was in the Shusha Yochid, where you put the key in, and also on top of that. Yeah, so yeah, they seem to say it's permitted. He says it happened to be a shuk of people that sell. Gemara explains that the conversation over here between Chacham and Rabbi Meir asked to stand in the Shusha Rabbim and open in the Shusha Yochid. And they asked from this Shuk Shul Patomim, which the Shuk was only a Kamalus, it was not a Rishus Harabim. So Mimela, they said that at least in a place which is a Kamalus, it should be permitted. Yeah. In other words, that he asked it even in a Kamalus. And the Maisa, they said that. They held that not only is the Kamal is Mutah, but even Shusha Rabbim is Mutah.